Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, like other sectors of the U.S. economy, American agriculture has also been affected here of late by the coronavirus. More specifically, its negative impact on U.S. livestock and commodity prices. With more, here's Scott Miller with Scott Miller & Associates, a commodity futures brokerage firm in Billings, Montana.
Coronavirus has been a big factor here in the last couple of weeks, and the correlation with the stock market, we've definitely seen a big impact on the livestock, particularly the cattle futures, and that has been a concern to people because we know we're going to continue to eat beef, but the psychological effects have been severe, and that's been a situation where a lot of selling has occurred. Basically, the markets do not like uncertainty.
Buddy says before widespread panic and selling set in, there were some other market factors to consider for the cattle market's sharp drop.
Cattle market had already started to see some problems prior to the last couple weeks when the stock market broke. We saw the fed cattle market at 124 back in January, and we'd already lost $5 by mid-February. And I think a lot of that was based on large production numbers.
Regardless of the reason, ranchers hope that consumers near and far will keep beef. It's what's for dinner. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.